So the learning today should be a schus l'ilan nishmas adiras chaver chaim alaz ben shem shenariyeh as well as a schus for ilan nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Nachem ben Zion. It should be a schus for fu shlema for chaim doib ben min rachel chanaliyah b'shein de rachel and abadati ben peril as well as a schus for all those in the makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we started the Beis Halevi on Anava, and I want to finish at the bottom of the first piece that he goes into whether Anava is a chiyuv de'araisa. So let's just start again on top. He says, Amar Rava, I'm on page four, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Zutra. What's the source that being a Baal Gaiva is awesome in Atayra? So Rava says, Zutra mehacha shimu vazinu al tigbo. Listen and don't be haughty. Rav Nachman Berei, Rav Nachman his son says, Amar mehacha v'ram levavecha v'shechafta. So there's a machloikest, which pasuk is the pasuk that teaches you to not to have Gaiva. So going down in the bottom, I'm going to start. The piece starts on the bottom of page two, and then it skips to page four. But he's talking about the Beis Halevi here, stressing when he starts the Sefer, he talks about how it's one of the most chamor averus in the Torah. So there's a very interesting idea. He says here that people are wondering just when it comes to human nature, how does a warning apply to something that a person either feels or he doesn't feel? We talked about this when it comes to Avas Yisrael. You either love someone or you don't. How do you force yourself to like somebody? Or we talked about this when it came to jealousy. How do you not desire something? You either it's a perfect na perfectly natural instinct. So too over here, if it comes naturally, so then how do I stop myself from feeling haughty? It's a natural instinct. So he says here that when someone longs for something, the closer you are to getting it, the more desire you have. I'll give you an example. We all growing up wanted to be a baseball player or an astronaut or the president of the United States. But as we got older, we realized that we didn't have the talents to achieve any of that. It didn't really bother us, and we didn't become the baseball player, astronaut, or the president. But if you see someone who davens in shul, and you see him make a lot of money in real estate or in healthcare or creates an app and sells it, you become very jealous of that. And you say, why couldn't that be me? What talents does that person have that I don't have? Why? Because in your mind, that's closer, that's more achievable than becoming the president. You know how many steps, how many hills you have to climb to become president? You know how many hills you have to climb? You know how much talent you need to be a baseball, but professional baseball player. But to create an app, any Chaim Yanko can dope can create an app. Real estate, just have to be lucky. So because it seems so achievable, so close, that's why it creates a desire within us. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us all, that even small fear, he gives an example here that if a person has a desire, and if the desire burns within him like fire. So let's say a person is slips down a flight of stairs. As you're falling, you don't care anything about the fire that was in your heart, right? You lose all other cares in the world, and right now you're filled with trepidation of, am I going to survive this fall? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that a human being that even a small fear is able to overcome a strong desire. So therefore, he says, what's the Torah telling you? The Torah is telling you, don't have a jealousy of someone else, or don't be a Baal Gaiva, and that is a lav. And the fear of being over that lav should be like the fear of falling down a flight of stairs. When we're about to be over the Avera of being jealous, when we're about to be over the Avera of feeling haughty about ourselves, we should experience fear, the same fear that we feel of, oh my gosh, I'm about to fall down a flight of stairs. We should feel that same fear of, oh my gosh, I'm about to be Iver and Aveiru. And they said about the descendants of the Beis Halevi, said about the Beis Halevi himself, that the Beis Halevi says, the Reb David Soloveitchik says, the Reb Mendel of Slutsk used to say, that if I was judging the Beis Halevi and the Bezdin Shalmaila, I wouldn't reward him for not doing an Aveiru. You know why? Because he had such a yiras chet, he had such a fear of being over an avera, it would be impossible. It's like putting your finger in fire. No one here in their right mind will put their finger in fire because we're well aware of the repercussions that are going to come. He says the Beis Halevi would have experienced the same thing. If he was faced with an Avera, he had such a fear of Avera that there's no way he would be either. But I would reward him for the effort it took to reach that level. And that's not something that's easy to obtain. And he says that's why when the Beis HaLevi started his three Maimarim, the Maimar on Bitachon, the Maimar on Avos Yisrael, and the Maimar of Anava, it's a very high level to achieve. But to the Beis HaLevi, it was achievable. The Beis HaLevi felt that these were levels that a person, due to Yiras Chet or due to a love of Hashem, a person could achieve it. And there's a similar idea that's brought in Parshas Ekev. Because in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, V'ati Yisrael mo Hashem alakecha shalom imach. What is Hashem asking of you? Kiyum liyira, just to fear him. So the Gemara asks, Atu yira shemayim milsa zutartihi? Is fearing Hashem so easy that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, what does God really want from you? He wants you to fear him. Is that such a small thing to reach yiras Hashem? So the Gemara answers that regarding Moshe, it was considered a small matter because on Moshe's level, it was an easy thing to accomplish, but obviously for us, it was not. He says similar, the Beis HaLevi was on a level where to reach a level of Bitachon Avos Yisrael Anava was attainable by the mere fact that it was a mitzvah. And there's this idea that if we were given a mitzvah, it's something that we're able to accomplish. It's something that's not beyond our capacity to do. And therefore, we have to look at Anava as something that even though it's very hard, very difficult, but it is something we're able to achieve if we work on ourselves. And that's the key idea. And then just to one more piece over here, he says, there were two psukim that are mentioned in the Gemara. One pasuk is, Shimu v'azinu atidbo, listen and be attentive, talking about someone with regards to a teacher or a rebbe, that humble yourself and listen. And the other one is a person who is very successful and starts to forget Hashem. V'ram levavecha, your heart will become haughty, v'shachach, then you'll forget Hashem. So he says the Gemara, the Karen Oyer explains that although it seems like they're arguing, they're not really arguing. There's two aspects of gaiva. The first pasuk is talking about someone who doesn't listen to his teachers because he believes that he knows better. The second pasuk is talking about someone who feels that he fully completed his service to Hashem. So the Torah is saying, don't be like someone who thinks he knows better than other people, and don't be like someone that ever feels that he fulfilled all of his requirements vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And similarly, when it comes to anava, when it comes to humility, a person always has to ask for advice and counsel from teachers and leaders and people that you respect. And also, a person should never feel unmotivated spiritually. A person should never feel that I accomplished, I learned, I did enough, I'm off for the rest of the day. You know, for example, let's say someone this morning, he woke up, he davened v'sikin, then he did daf, then he learned a seder, then he went home and he helped his wife and he helped his kids. And now it's 1 o'clock and the guy's like, you know what? I'm done for the day, right? I checked off every box that my Rebbe and Yeshiva would have told me to do, I did, and I'm good for the day. That person is what we're talking about. You're spiritually unmotivated. You feel like you've done it. I did, that's it. I can relax. I don't have to worry about the rest of the day because I fulfilled all of my responsibilities to Hashem. There's always more to do. There's always more to achieve. And a person should never feel stagnant. And that's what he's saying. You're going to feel like, oh, I already accomplished whatever God wants from me today. No, every minute is another opportunity to do further, more and more, Avodas Hashem. Okay, let's stop here. And then in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up by piece number two. As I said, there's a lot more that he brings down here on the bottom than I think from the other Sfarim. I think he probably had more time, so he was able to write more things, either that or every story that he had that he wanted to share, he stuffed into the last sefer. So Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.